Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump and Biden debate tonight. We have the story.
Governor Kelly is pushing for a statewide mask enforcement. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. One of the Sedgwick County commissioners proposes changes to the county's local health order. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A wild swing in temperatures for us today as it feels more like spring and summertime by this afternoon, but it's not lasting long. We explain why in our forecast coming up.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will meet for the final time on the debate stage tonight.
A new procedure is in place for this debate, the second and final one between the president and Democrat Joe Biden. At the beginning of each 15-minute topic, both candidates will have 2 minutes to speak uninterrupted with the microphone of the candidate not speaking turned off. It's a change members of the Commission on Presidential Debates say will prevent interruptions, referring to last month's debate, which featured the candidates frequently talking over each other and ignoring previously agreed-to rules. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And you can hear the debate at 8 p.m. here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Police are investigating a fatal shooting in East Wichita. Police say a man in his late 20s died after he was shot in the parking lot of the Stryker Sports Complex near 29th and Greenwich. The shooting occurred just after 10 p.m. outside the stadium where a youth football game was being played. Police reported no arrests immediately after the shooting. And police are investigating a drive-by shooting in southeast Wichita just before 1:30 this morning. First responders called to the 700 block of Southeastern. A 35-year-old male was taken to Wesley Medical Center in serious condition with a wound to the torso. No immediate word on suspect or suspects. The state of Kansas continues to report an increase in coronavirus cases.
And many of the new cases are coming from rural parts of the state. During a briefing in Topeka, Governor Kelly says she's planning to meet with members of the House and Senate to discuss a statewide enforcement of masks.
Wearing a mask should not be political. It's about public health and keeping our economy and our schools open. We cannot sit by as the cases continue to rise in our rural communities, threatening lives and businesses.
That meeting has yet to be announced. The governor also announced $35 million in CARES Act funding will be going toward rental assistance. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County commissioners have heard a proposal aimed at making revisions to the local health order set to go into effect today.
Commissioner Jim Howell, at home with the coronavirus, made several proposed revisions to Dr. Gerald Menn's order, which now exempts kindergarten-age children from wearing face masks at school. Howell proposed changing it to the first grade. The order also allows bars and nightclubs to stay open until 1 a.m. at 50% capacity. Howell proposed a closing time of 2 a.m. and allowing for higher capacity. Commissioner Lacey Cruz said she didn't feel comfortable making changes without Dr. Menn's present.
I don't think that it's good practice to change an order without having Dr. Menn's here to talk about it with us.
Commissioners did approve a substitute motion to send the proposed revisions to Dr. Menn's for his input and comments. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
More details are coming to light about Hunter Biden's alleged emails from a laptop that is in FBI possession.
Fox News has obtained a series of alleged Hunter Biden emails, including one from May 2017, correspondence with Chinese energy executives. A source on the email chain verified its authenticity. It discusses payment for six people, including a reference to 10% of the equity in the deal to be held by H for the big guy. On Fox's America's Newsroom, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz raised the issue.
This whole inquiry is about Joe Biden, who wants to be president of the United States, and about whether Joe Biden was personally corrupt.
President Trump's expected to go after Biden on this issue in the final critical presidential debate. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:03, 3 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Now, Kansas City Chiefs are getting a new player ahead of their game in Denver, and we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
More trouble for a Texas ice cream maker. That story on the way on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:06 here on the Thursday morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can also listen online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. Listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Listen to us all the time. Wichita's number one talk, KNSS. Again, it's 7:07 here on this Thursday morning. A western Kansas county was forced to suspend in-person advanced voting for 3 days after a ballot misprint incorrectly identified a Kansas Senate race as a U.S. Senate contest. Ellis County plans to resume in-person voting today with extended hours after corrected ballots arrived Wednesday. The incorrect ballots labeled the Kansas 40th Senate race as a U.S. Senate race. Names of the candidates were correct. About 4,000 of the incorrect ballots were also sent to mail-in voters. Election officials say the incorrect ballots will be counted. The actual U.S. Senate race between Democrat Barbara Boyer and Republican Roger Marshall was correctly identified on that ballot. Well, it happened in 2016, and U.S. intelligence officials say foreign actors are attempting to undermine the 2020 election.
It is our duty to ensure the sanctity of U.S. elections.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe in a news conference says Russia and Iran have obtained some voter registration data.
To attempt to communicate false information to registered voters that they hope will cause confusion, sow chaos, and undermine your confidence in American democracy.
Ratcliffe says Iran also sent spoof emails to intimidate voters and distributed a video suggesting individuals could cast fraudulent ballots even from overseas.
These actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries.
But despite those attempts, Ratcliffe assures Americans their votes are secure. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
More trouble for a Texas ice cream maker.
The former president of Bluebell Creameries has been charged with wire fraud for allegedly trying to cover up the 2015 Listeria outbreak linked to the company's ice cream. Investigators say three people in Kansas were killed, several others sickened. A Justice Department statement says Paul Cruz is charged with 6 counts of wire fraud. At the time, Bluebell mass recalled products after its ice cream was linked to 10 Listeria cases in 4 states. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic here in Wichita, things looking pretty good out there so far. The traffic volumes really are picking up, and we're starting to see some heavier traffic. I-135 up there around the North Junction, also West Kellogg, eastbound especially there. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
We're going to have to pay attention to the weather forecast the next couple of days, because then you'll know how to dress in the morning. Yesterday I had a jacket on. This morning I went in my short sleeve. So let's find out more with KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas City meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. It's a little bit warmer out there than it was yesterday now.
Yeah, you know what? I don't remember if I told you or not, but somebody told me the other day that they think Mother Nature is trying to, like, hit the Powerball or something, just throwing a bunch of temperatures at us, a bunch of different numbers.
The Powerball,
just every day seems a little bit different. But, yeah, definitely got to make sure that we stay on our toes, because even though it's milder out there this morning, we know that that mild feel will not last long. We're deep into fall. It's late October after all, and this next warm-up, it's going to be brief. It's going to be significant, but brief. So we've got partly cloudy skies today, strong south winds up to 15 to 30, actually going to be pretty gusty. We've got a wind advisory that's going to be in effect through this evening, but that strong southerly flow warming us up all the way up to 82 between around 3 and 4 this afternoon, and then temperatures dropping from there all the way down to 39 by the time we wake up tomorrow morning. So yeah, shorts, t-shirts today, And then the heavy coats are definitely going to have to come back out by tomorrow morning. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight. And then the cold front that's rolling through, it'll also spark a few showers and storms later on this evening and during the overnight. Strong to severe storm being a possibility, mainly to the east of Wichita. And then once we wake up tomorrow, not only starting off colder, but also still with a 20% chance of a lingering shower. Still looks like mainly to the east of Wichita, but a lot of that moisture getting kicked off to our east, and we'll actually see some clearing skies again as we go through our Friday. High of 48, though, and once that chill returns tomorrow, it's going to stick around for quite some time. We've got 50 for a high on Saturday. Dry, but increasing clouds ahead of our next system, which will generate some rainfall. 30% chance of rain Sunday. A chilly rain, though, with a high of 43. And then we'll have to monitor the chance of seeing that rain transition to rain mixed with snow by the time we get into Monday with a high of 34. So it looks like we're going to heat up and then cool right back down. Right now, we're at 65 degrees. We do have just a partly cloudy sky out there with a south wind at 17 miles an hour. Visibility just fine, though. We did have a little bit of patchy fog late last night at 10 miles, but it looks like things in pretty good shape for now anyway, Steve.
Late next week, there's a lot happening. It's just Saturday is Halloween, of course. And what else we got? We got the Tuesday, we've got the presidential election going on. And, on Saturday night, we change our time and the clocks. So there's a lot happening. It sounds to me like, though, by that time, we could be in more fall-like weather. I don't know if you can see that far ahead or not. That's 8 or 9 days ahead, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Things can definitely still change from here. But, so far, it looks like the start of November, especially our Halloween, I think it's safe that, a lot of the parents and kiddos just go ahead and plan on dressing warm, for this upcoming Halloween, because it looks like it may be a chilly one.
And many of them are probably not going to go trick-or-treating, though. Because of the pandemic.
That too. Yeah, that's true.
All right, thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. We are at 7:13 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS on this Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. On this date in 1979, the U.S. government allowed the deposed Shah of Iran to travel to New York for medical treatment, a decision that precipitated the Iran hostage crisis. For many, many years, of course, I understand the CIA actually engineered the coup that brought the Shah to power. But for many years, he was the U.S.'s ally in the Middle East and, we hoped, a stabilizing factor with all that was going on over there. So when it was time for him to leave office, he came to the U.S. and had some medical treatment. And that's what triggered those people taking our hostages over there in Iran. And in the next... What happened then after 400 days or so?
Yeah.
We finally got him back when President Reagan took office. But mm-hmm. that was the precipitation of the Iran hostage crisis on this date in 1979. All right, 7:14, Steve and Ted. We had a mostly cloudy day. We were talking about that earlier. It's a temperature yesterday. High was 60. Normal high 68. We had 0.05 of an inch. That's 0.05 of an inch of rain recorded near Eisenhower Airport. So... still not a lot of rain, but some places got a little more than that. But Wichita, not much. Pope Francis he wants same-sex couples to be granted civil unions, signaling a possible big shift for the Catholic Church. In the new documentary, Francesco, Pope Francis says, homosexuals have a right to be part of the family and that nobody should be thrown out or be miserable because of it. Francis previously backed same-sex civil unions when he served as Archbishop of Buenos Aires, but has never done so as Pope. Now, however, he says, what we have to create is a civil union law so that couples are legally covered. And, of course, that's not going to be without controversy. It's controversy already.
Yeah.
Just remember that the Catholic Church is some. The Pope, of course, is revered and respected, but also there are people of all different political persuasions and attitudes within the Catholic Church. So, but this is one Pope. He doesn't shy away from things.
And
he just goes lays it out there. All right, coming up, we've got
Real quick, I've got a traffic accident.
You got traffic? What's happening?
Looks like we've had a traffic accident. Nobody injured, but watch out, MacArthur and K-15. Of course, this is right down there in the Spirit Aero Systems area. And remember, the traffic around this time starts to get fairly heavy down there. So be aware of a slowdown, MacArthur and K-15.
Of course, K-15, the main artery going southeast to Derby,
mm-hmm.
down into Mulvane. It gets a lot of traffic there every morning and every afternoon. And we do have a lot of accidents along there. K-15 and what was it?
MacArthur. Yeah.
MacArthur. All right. Early voting underway. We've been talking about that, news stories about that, and the fact that a lot of people are going to do it by mail this year. A lot of mail-in ballots going out. We have 12 days now to Election Day. And, you've got this story about Iran and Russia trying to influence the voters by sending them false information or whatever. You know, if you're that naive that you look at something on the internet, you've been a lifelong Republican, say, and all of a sudden somebody says, it's good to be a Democrat, and you switch. There's something wrong with your political ideas there. And I think people should, believe in what you believe. Believe strongly. But
yeah,
if you can be influenced by that kind of thing, of course, it doesn't look like Iranian or Russian. It doesn't look like somebody who's rational and they know what they're doing. But
I don't know. Maybe not believe. Maybe think. Just think for a second.
Take a little a grain of salt. And I don't want to disparage any of the commercials that you hear on the station or see on TV, but I just say this one thing. I'm going to say it one time. Can anybody be as nasty as that person's opponent? I mean, everything on there is just so negative. But they say negative works, so that's the way politics are done.
Yeah, negative works or it wouldn't be done.
Could be probably one of the big problems with our political system is negative works all the time. Anger and frustration works. So.
It grabs the attention, and there you go. That's all it takes.
7:17 now, Steve and Ted. We've got Big Chiefs weekend coming up, and they've got a new player on the roster, and we've got sports now with Jad Chambers. Jad?
That's right. Former Jet and new Kansas City Chief Le'Veon Bell practiced with his new team yesterday. He's going to be ready for Sunday's game in Denver. Let's not go crazy with how much they're going to use him. He's only been practicing with the team for just yesterday, so again, he doesn't have a lot of reps out there. They're probably going to more or less ease him into things. Now, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he's excited to see what Bell has to add to the offense.
First off, in the locker room, I mean, we're extremely excited. I mean, if you've looked at how Veach and Coach Rita have kind of put this culture together, it's about bringing in great players and breeding competition. And so we're excited for him to be in there, be a part of the team, being a part of the culture of winning and being able to go out there every single week and keep getting better and better. Obviously he's a mismatch coming out of the backfield. I mean, the way he's able to run routes, the way he's able to split out and basically be another receiver out there, it's pretty special. And he's going to get a lot of matchups that I don't think he's had recently with a lot of linebackers on him, and I'm sure he's pretty excited about that.
I imagine so. So that'll be interesting to see how they do wind up using him in that offense. We'll just have to wait until Sunday to see the Chiefs on the road in Denver Sunday afternoon. Pregame start on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS at 2 o'clock. The L.A. Dodgers had a 1-0 lead in the World Series versus Tampa Bay yesterday. So could the Rays even it up? Well, you heard it last night on KFH.
Here's the 3-1, and a fastball swung on and hit well. Left center field, and it's gone! Brandon Lau goes the other way for a home run to give the Rays a 1-0 lead. The 0-2 and a swing and a ball sent to left field, hit pretty well. Going to back Taylor, and it's off the top of the wall and gone. Another opposite field home run for Brandon Lau. His second home run of the game, and the Rays now lead 5-0.
That's right. Two home runs there for Brandon Lau. He broke out of a three-week slump with those two home runs. So, yeah, the Rays tie it up. The series is tied 1-1. Dodgers and the Rays series. World Series continues on Friday. Wichita State giving their fans a chance to cheer on the Shockers via proxy. Shocker fans can now buy 2.5-foot-high fan faces that will populate the seats in Koch Arena, featured in the lower level for all home games for men's and women's basketball and volleyball for the 2020 and 2021 season. Each one of those individual big heads will be authenticated and returned to fans after the season as a keepsake. Prices range from $50 to $125, proceeds aiding the Shocker Pride Fund. Visit GoShockers.com for details or to order. A meeting between Kansas State and former conference foe Texas A&M at Bramlage Coliseum is one of 10 college basketball games scheduled between the Big 12 and the SEC for Saturday, January 30th. ESPN and those two conferences announced yesterday the eighth annual SEC Big 12 Challenge. The Jayhawks will face Tennessee in Knoxville. Those two leagues tied for the second time last season in 2020 with 5 wins apiece. Tonight, over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, KU Hawk Talk at 6 o'clock, followed at 7 o'clock by Thursday Night Football. Got a little bit of a preview on Thursday Night Football. Here's Matt Napolitano.
The New York Giants are hoping to carry some momentum from their first win of the season last Sunday as they take on their infamous foe in the Philadelphia Eagles. Giants QB Daniel Jones putting pressure on his side of the ball to deliver.
You're seeing what this offense can do, and we've got to continue to continue to improve, continue to execute.
New York right now 1-5, the Eagles entering 1-4-1, relying on the rushing game of Boston Scott, who has had past stellar outings against the Giants defense.
Every year is a new year. You know, nothing is given. You have to go out there and earn it each and every week. So that's what we're planning on doing.
Kickoff at Lincoln Financial Field coming up at 8:20 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
7:21 here on Thursday morning. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Progressives melt down after Pelosi hugs Graham. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.